This is your daily mind medicine.
Hey, what's up, crew? Happy Thursday morning. Hope you're amazing, as always. I woke up this morning early and I began to talk myself out of doing something that I had decided to do. It was intense. I sat on the couch for 15 minutes. I was like, you know, I tried to justify. I was like, I don't think I need to do this. Like, I can do this later or do this tomorrow. I really did not want to do what I had in my calendar to do. It wasn't even that hard. It was 30 minutes of cardio. It's not like I was like trying to get myself to go like jump in like a freezing river or like dance with a polar bear. It was do 30 minutes of cardio. It's always the things that in hindsight were like, this was easy for me to do. Why did I skip it? The easiest things are oftentimes the easiest to skip, and therefore they're the most important things to do. Everyone's so obsessed with the big stuff, but it's really the cumulative effect of the little stuff that creates the mountain of your life, your purpose, your achievement, your progress, your drive. So anyways, I'm happy to say that I got the cardio done. And the way I felt after I did the cardio, oh my gosh, it reminded me that if you're not feeling motivated, if you're not feeling purposeful, if you're not feeling energy, you know, burnout comes at us the fastest when we're least proud of ourselves. Burnout attaches itself to people who aren't proud of themselves. We're not proud of what we are doing. We're not proud of where we're going. And sometimes the easiest way to engineer some, like, you know, pep in your step, I'm a little proud of myself today. I was able to do the thing that no one else was able to do. I was able to get up earlier than other people. I was able to do work that was physically taxing, but I got the job done. I got a text the other day from one of my sales partners. He said, today was the worst freaking day. It's 8:30. I woke up at 3 o'clock. Baby's not sleeping. Tesla got attached, all rung to the garage, pulled the charger out of the garage. Back to back to back to back meetings. It's 8:30, but you know what? I hit my meals perfectly today. I had a perfect workout in the gym. I executed on what I was able to control. This is the secret. The secret is not, can you get lucky? The secret is not like, well, can, and people just get this all backwards. Even people who are kingdom Christian, like they believe that there is favor and all these things. Look, sometimes favor can be used as a justification device for you being lazy. And what I believe is that the greatest achievers in the world are the most prolific at motivating themselves when no one else is paying attention, when no one else is watching. This is one of the secrets. Can you engineer your life in such a way that you do hard shit competitively and repeatedly, and you're not competitive with other people? That's for the birds. You're competitive with yourself from yesterday. I'm going to do what I did yesterday, but better today than I did yesterday. This is the secret. Adios. Let's rock and roll.